This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Poinsettias are the most popular Christmas houseplant, offering a wide array of colors to brighten homes over the holidays. Success in keeping poinsettias lush and healthy starts with selection in the store. SDSU Extension Consumer Horticulture Specialist Christine Lang advises looking for dark, full leaves, which indicate a well-nourished plant. She says the colorful leaves on the poinsettias are called bracts, with the tiny pea-sized yellow petals at each center, the actual flowers.
One indicator of how young or old the plant is you can actually look at those yellow flowers, and they should still be bright yellow and have petals. And if those little pea-sized flowers look dried up and brown, that's an indication that it's an older plant.
Protect the plant from cold while transporting it from the store, and then place the poinsettia in a bright, sunny location in the home.
It can be really tempting to put that poinsettia right there on a windowsill, but pay attention to how much cold air, cold drafts are coming off of that window. You don't want poinsettia leaves touching that cold window. Temperatures below 50 degrees can cause a lot of damage to poinsettias.
The most common mistake people make with poinsettias is overwatering, especially if the foil pot sleeve creates a swimming pool without drainage. Lang advises checking poinsettias every few days and water when the top soil feels dry.
Remove it from the sleeve or cut a hole in the bottom of that foil sleeve and then put a plastic tray under the plant. Or if you want to leave it in the sleeve, water your plant over the sink really well, let that water drain out, and then return it back to the sleeve.
Learn more on caring for poinsettia plants at extension.sdstate.edu.